Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Monday, June 2nd, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me. We return to our question and answer format this week, but I hope y'all had an opportunity to listen to the swell interview I did in two parts, mind you, with the executive director of the Foundation for Sex Positive Culture, Elena Gabosh. They are podcasts 64 and 65. Be sure to check them out. Today's podcast is brought to you by Access Instructional Media, the people who bring you sizzling hot but oh-so-informative videos. There are 41 brilliant titles in the AIM catalog. These are beautiful video aphrodisiacs that will both allure and enlighten. You will find titles like Girlfriends, By Girls Playing Together, The Fine Art of Cunnilingus, How to Give a World-Class Blowjob, Sex Skills, Your Key to Great Sex, and Tool Time. You just know that that's going to be a fun one. And the list goes on and on. And when you visit, why not mention that Dr. Dick sent you? Before we begin our exciting show for today, I'd like to remind you of the toll-free lickety-split sex advice podcast voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Got a question? No time to write? Give Dr. Dick a call. No need to be shy, my friends, because this is voicemail. And besides, we're all looking forward to hearing from you. The number again? 866-422-5680. Zero. Write it down. Okay, on with the show.
My name is Tony, and I'm calling. I want to find out how to get without hurting my dick. I want to find out how to get a mark, like ink, off of my my dick head. I'm 24, male, of course, and some girls played a joke on me, and I've got some marks on my the head of my cock, and I need to get it off without hurting myself. Again, my name's Tony. Thanks.
Whoops. Looks like you need to reevaluate the company you keep when you drink to the point of passing out, my friend. I realize writing shit on a guy's Johnson while he's unconscious is a hilarious practical joke among the frat boy sorority girl crowd. I mean, what could be funnier, right? Of course, being on the receiving end of this little prank, like our friend Tony here, is considerably less comical. Ridding oneself of ink marks, particularly the indelible variety, from one's privates, is a pain, both literally and figuratively. The best one can say about this cleanup chore is that it will probably cure one of binge drinking, at least with a bunch of rowdy adolescent-minded companions with Sharpie markers and way too much time on their hands. Okay, Tony, here's what you do. First, you apply a liberal coat of baby oil or mineral oil to the affected area. Take your time massaging the oil into your skin. You may discover that this oily massage gives you wood, and that would be the silver lining to your ink-stained cloud. Actually, having an erection will help expand the skin of your dickhead and allow the mineral oil to better penetrate the skin. The oil will sink into your skin and help lift the ink stain to the surface. Follow this part of the treatment with lots of warm water and soap. You should see the ink stain lessening. Next, massage in a liberal amount of rubbing alcohol. Follow this with more soap and water. Continue alternating between mineral oil followed by soap and water and rubbing alcohol followed by soap and water. Always end the treatment with the soap and water part. A couple applications like this should do the trick. I would, however, recommend that you be as gentle as possible. If the stain persists after two such applications, give your prick a day's rest before attacking the stain again. Good luck.
My name is James. I'm a male. I'm 19. And I want to know if I should have sex with a man for the first time. I don't know.
Well, gee, darling, I suppose that would depend on if you are into man sex or not. If you are, I suppose having your first encounter will be like falling off a log. However, if you're not into gay sex, then why would you even be considering such a thing? Let's say, for the sake of argument, that you are into a little man-on-man action. If that's the case, I have some questions. Do you have a particular partner in mind? If you do, what is it about this guy that makes you want to get physical with him? If you're honest with yourself about this, you will probably be able to determine what kind of sexual contact you want to have with this dude. Which brings me to my next set of questions. What kind of gay sex are you looking to experiment with? Something light, like kissing, making out, mutual masturbation, shared hand jobs? That's always a good place to start. Perhaps you're looking to be a bit more adventurous, like cocksucking. That's great too, but wait! Would you know how to smoke yourself some pole with some grace and ease? If not, check out my tutorial, So You Want to Be a World-Class Cocksucker, or How to Give the Perfect Blowjob. To find this brilliant expose on the Humble Humber, go to the category section on the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com and look for oral sex, then look for cocksucking. It's at the bottom of the page. Maybe you're considering butt-fucking. That's a bit advanced for the gay sex novice, but it's not unheard of. If I were you, I'd return to the category section in the sidebar and check out the heading anal. There, you will be treated to loads of information about being a good top, like my tutorial, Finessing That Ass-Fuck, a tutorial for a top, as well as being a good bottom, my tutorial, Liberating the B.O.B. Within. That's big old bottom. There's only one thing you absolutely need to know when it comes to ass-fucking. Regardless of what position floats your boat, be sure that you and your partner use condoms. And if you don't know why you need to do that, then darling, you're just not ready for sex with any kind of partner, same sex or otherwise. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Next, we hear from Kit, who's 25 and writes from Minnesota. Dear Dr. Dick, I have a problem. Every time I have sex, it's great until it's time to get to the end. To find my completion, I always feel like I need to pee. I feel the whole belly and knots thing. I love having sex, but I don't enjoy the feeling that I'm going to pee on the guy I'm sleeping with. Any advice? Ah, Kit, darling, when you say sex is great until it's time to get to the end, are you talking about an orgasm? I think so, right? Lots of women feel like they have to pee when they come. In fact, lots of women actually do pee when they come. If I had to guess, I'd say you are experiencing what we in the business call stress incontinence, while you are in the throes of your lovemaking. Stress incontinence can happen just about any time. Anxiety, stress, working out, jogging, fucking, all can trigger this type of incontinence. Curiously enough, research shows that younger women actually have more stress incontinence during sex than older women. While only 3% of women over 65 report incontinence during sexual activity, 29% of women under the age of 60 did. Regardless of the cause of the stress incontinence, nervousness, exercise, sex, there is one common denominator. It is always related to the strength of the woman's pelvic floor muscles. The weaker those muscles are, the more likely a woman will leak pee during physical exercise, fucking, sneezing, or even laughing. While many women experience stress incontinence from time to time, there is a relatively simple solution to the problem. Your pelvic muscles and the tissues surrounding them get stretched out and damaged with time. pregnancies will also do a number on these muscles. They will also weaken with age. And if you are overweight, well, that will weaken your pelvic floor muscles too, as well as add to the likelihood of stress incontinence. So, you might be asking yourself right now, what is the simple solution? Why, it's Kegel exercises, of course. I've written so much about these babies and how they apply to both women and men that I practically know my spiel by heart. If you've not heard of Kegel exercises, you need to wake up and smell the coffee, darling. They are muscle contraction and relaxation exercises designed to help and restore tone to the muscles that surround the opening of your urethra, your vagina, and your asshole. At the bottom of the pelvis, there are several muscle layers which stretch between your legs. They attach to the pelvic bone at the front and the back and sides. Keep these muscles in tip-top condition and you will virtually eliminate stress incontinence. These exercises will help you increase awareness of sensations in your genital and anal area, increase blood circulation in your genital and anal area, add and restore vaginal as well as anal muscle tone, increase the intensity of your orgasms too. Let's try this for starters. Imagine that you are trying to stop yourself from farting or holding your pee. Notice the feeling of squeezing and lifting. It's a sensation of your pelvic muscles tightening and drawing up. Try it now while you're listening to me. That's the beauty part of Kegels. You can do them anywhere and anytime. If you're finding it difficult to isolate the muscle group, insert your finger into your vagina before doing your Kegels. If you feel pressure around your finger while you are tensing your PC muscle, that's short for pubococcygeus muscle, by the way, then you are on the right track. However, if you're tightening your abs, squeezing your legs together, clenching your butt, or holding your breath, then you are not exercising the right muscle group. The object here is to isolate your pelvic floor muscles because those are the ones you want to be working. I want everyone within the sound of my voice to work on both muscle strength and tone. Here's how we're going to do it. Start with 5 strong, prolonged squeezes, 5 seconds apiece. Hold, then relax. Then do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row, doing 3 sets of these 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. Let's go over that one more time. Start with 5 strong prolonged squeezes, 5 seconds apiece. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. Then do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row, doing 3 sets of these 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. When you've accomplished this, you're ready to increase the set to 8 or 10 prolonged squeezes and 20 rapid contractions in a set twice a day for a week. The advanced Kegler will be able to vary the type and duration of his or her PC squeezing, slow prolonged clenches to quick flutters. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number again? Write it down. It's 866-422-5680. Next, we hear from a person named MacWinner. I'm guessing he's a male. I don't know where he's located or his age, but he writes, Dr. Dick, we have been together almost 25 years. I feel like we need to spice it up. He has some health issues with knee replacements. He feels he is not a good top any longer. But for me, that's not the issue. It's not about topping, it's about intimacy. And I'm not sure what to do. Help. Sexual boredom often sets in long-term relationships. And the health issues that accompany the aging process can also throw a wrench in the sexual work, so to speak. These challenges can either be an opportunity for some creative problem solving, or they can completely extinguish sexual interests altogether. I'm really disappointed in you, sir. You suggest in your message that butt-fucking is the only sexual expression open to you fellows. Surely, you can be a bit more resourceful than that. Have you taken the time to check in with your partner lately and inquire about his sexual needs and desires? If not, I suggest you begin the rehabilitation of your sexual mojo there. Let me ask you a few pointed questions. Could you guys invite a third party to join you as a sometimes sexual playmate? You know what they say, twosies beats onesies, but nothing beats threes. How about a little role-playing? A new sex toy, or some BDSM? It's easy to lose interest in sex when the play is boring, repetitive, and ho-hum. Here's what I want you guys to do, and I do mean both of you. I want you to mosey on over to my online sex emporium and pick out something new, interesting, and naughty. Look for the My Stockroom tab at the top of DrDickSexAdvice.com for access to this great resource. I want you to pick out something for him, and I want him to pick out something for you. I've put together a dazzling array of products that will liven up even the most humdrum sex life. Pay particular attention to the sex enhancers section of My Stockroom. You'll find DVDs, books, and even a special area labeled for couples. Still not sure what to buy? Take a look at my ever-so-popular sex toy awareness feature. Look for that in the category section and the sidebar. Or browse through my product reviews. You'll find that tab at the top of DrDickSexAdvice.com. There are several sex manuals available in my stockroom, and even more elsewhere online. You could consult one of these for ideas if you can't tap into your own God-given queer creativity. Just in case this hasn't crossed your mind, us men folks go through physiological and hormonal changes in midlife just like women do. There's even a name for it, andropause, the male menopause, as it were. As we age, both women and men need more time and stimulation to get aroused, so keep that in mind as you shop for your new sexual accessories. Look for things that will enhance and extend the arousal phase of sex play. Increased focus on sensuality, intimacy, and communication will help a sexual relationship continue to be rich and rewarding, even well into one's senior years. If you're not talking to your partner about the issues as they arise, you are missing an opportunity to course correct at the most beneficial time while that issue is front and center. Need some help communicating? Why not connect with a sex-positive therapist in your area for a little refresher course? If your old man is avoiding butt-fucking because of his knees, there are still many ways of expressing his ardor that don't involve his knees. How about some sensual massage, erotic bondage, or some good old-fashioned mutual masturbation with a swell new toy like the Fleshlight? Remember, sex ought to be an adventure even for an old married couple like you guys. If you don't take all the opportunities to make things adventurous as they present themselves, you'll find that these opportunities will simply vanish, and you'll be shit out of luck then, darling. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number you keep talking about? It's 866-422-5680, and it's free. And now it's time for some quickies. First, Michael, male, no age, no location, but he writes, how does one prepare a solution to be used for a male anal douche? Male, female, anal douche, same thing. Warm water is all you need. Never use soap. Some men do, however, add lemon juice or vinegar. 1 to 2 tablespoons per quart of warm water will do. Others dissolve 2 tablespoons of baking soda in a quart of warm water. Stay away from the commercially produced douches. Most contain harmful and irritating chemicals, and trust me, you don't want that. Besides, commercial douches are expensive, and all that packaging is definitely not eco-friendly. And we all want to be green perverts, don't we? Finally, there's always the ever-versatile shower or bath bidet option. You can find one model, the Travel Sure Shot, in my stockroom. There are also stainless steel options, too. Good luck. Next, we hear from Jerome and Connor. Each present a similar problem. First, Jerome, 18, writes from California. Dr. Dick, I have an uncut penis, and when I am in the shower and my foreskin is pulled back, the head of my dick hurts pretty bad from the falling water. The shower is not heavily pressurized. It just hurts. Any answers? And Connor, 18, from London. My helmet is really sensitive. I think it's because it never really is exposed because it's always behind my foreskin. How do I make it become less sensitive? Thanks. You boys have got your work cut out for you with the whole desensitizing thing. You see, the more you expose your sensitive dickhead to direct stimulation, be it touch or whatever, the less sensitive it will become. I realize this isn't going to be all that pleasurable in the short run, but you will find that in a matter of days, this hypersensitivity will begin to reverse itself and pleasure will replace discomfort. Jerome, you have the right idea with the shower thing. However, you might want to try buffering your dickhead with a thin piece of fabric like a handkerchief at first. Once you can tolerate that level of sensation, remove the cloth and let the shower flow hit your dickhead directly. Make sure you do this daily for as long as you can stand it. Like I said, this will help desensitize your dickhead in a matter of days. Once you're out of the shower, apply some nice lotion to your cockhead. This will diminish some of the sensitivity, of course. It will also help your fingers move easily on and around it. Make sure that you fully retract your foreskin every time you jerk off. Every time you come in contact with the glands of your dick, you will be desensitizing it. Patience and perseverance are key to making this happen in a relatively short period of time. If you are conscientious about this, you will notice a difference in sensitivity in just a matter of days. Remember, it'll be no pain, no gain sort of thing, at least at the beginning. To assist you in this process, you might consider trying a desensitizing lotion or cream to reduce some of the hypersensitivity. Some of these products are sold as a means to increasing ejaculatory control, but they work for the problem of hypersensitivity too. You see, these lotions and creams will have a numbing effect on your cock. If you check out my stockroom, you will find several such products. Look for Boy Butter Extreme. It's a desensitizing oil-based lube which contains 7.5% benzocaine, a strong local anesthetic. Actually, it's the maximum amount allowed by law. Or look for Analyze Me, anal comfort spray. Obviously, this is a product developed to desensitize your butthole before fucking, but again, this will work on your dickhead as well. This product is lidocaine and benzocaine free. Finally, there's Anal Ease, another desensitizing cream. This one, like the Boy Butter product, has the 7.5 benzocaine. It's odorless and tasteless. Good luck, you guys. Next, Angela, who's 14, and we don't know where she writes from, but she says, Hi, how do you know whether you should be a sub or a dom? And is there a contract for sub-dom relationships? Thank you, and bye. Whoa, hon. There are no shoulds when it comes to this sort of thing. With a little more life experience under your belt, the kind that will come over the next few years, you will no doubt discover on your own whether you have tendencies for either one or the other of these roles. Yes, often there is a contract of sorts that organically develops between a sub and his or her dom, the details of which are determined in the uniqueness of each relationship, so no need to get too far ahead of yourself in this regard either. Hey, why don't you do yourself a favor and allow yourself the time you need to let your life unfold in a natural sort of way? I mean, where's the fire? Besides, this is not something you can force or artificially accelerate. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, again, that toll-free podcast voicemail telephone number you keep talking about, what is it? It's 866-425-680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Next, we hear from somebody whose name I do not know, but he's a male, he's 22, and he lives in New York. He writes, is there any cream out there that will really work to promote better blood flow to my penis? I believe from over-masturbating, I have lost some of my hardness during sex. If not, is there anything I can take over-the-counter, herb, vitamins, whatever, that may contain certain things that can help? What is the best solution for me? Hold on there, fella. You're only a tender 22 years of age, and yet you say you've already lost some of your hardness to excessive masturbation? How is this possible? How many times a day are you choking the chicken, darling? Is there something else going on that you're not telling me? To start with, all those penis enlargement pills and patches that proliferate on the internet, there's no documentation that they work. All such products use herbal ingredients like ginkgo biloba and yohimbe, which act as stimulants and vasodilators. But the best that one can say about these pills and patches may be that they may enhance blood flow, which may, in some cases, cause an ever so slight increase in wood. However, once you start a program like this, you need to continue it for as long as you want the effects to last. Imagine how much that would cost. These products are pretty damn expensive. Regarding the hardness issue you mentioned, perhaps that's best handled by a simple cock ring. Here's a tip. Always look for the low-tech solution to a problem first. Good luck. Juan is next. He's 19, writes from California. Is it bad to have sex in a pool? In water? Me and my girlfriend have been having sex in our pool twice a week. Dr. Dick, do you think this could do us harm? Ah, you're having sex twice a week in your pool, and you're just now getting around to asking if there will be a problem with this. Okay, I suppose better now than later, right? I suppose you know that all pools contain chemicals, harsh ones like chlorine, to keep water free of bacteria and algae. I suppose you also know that these chemicals can build up on our skin. They can dry out our skin and cause irritation. If these chemicals do that to our skin, imagine what havoc they will do to the delicate mucosa of our genitals. Simply put, fucking in a pool will force this chemically treated water into a pussy and up a urethra. And that, my friends, is not a good thing. Also, pool water makes using lube virtually impossible unless it's silicone-based lube. But these types of lubes are not for use with a condom. The silicone will also build up on the water and leave an ugly slick. Pool water contains enough chemicals to dissolve or seriously damage a condom. You puppies are using condoms, right? Please tell me you're using condoms. I hope to God that you are not buying into the myth that fucking in water is an effective birth control method, because it's not. Normal water, like bath water, will not harm condoms unless it's too hot. Good luck. Finally, we hear from Sauka, who's a male, 27, writes from India. Hi, Doc. My problem is a stiff, tight frenulum. For the past few months, whenever I make love with my wife, it hurts. Feels like something is slightly ripping. After applying antifungal ointments, it gets okay, but when we do it again, it reoccurs and hurts when I wash my penis with plain water. Is there any ointment or cream which would help my frenulum to get a little stretchable? Or circumcision? Is that the only answer to my problem, as we are planning for a family and I don't want to go under the knife if something goes wrong? Just a bit scared of that. Please help and guide. Thanks a lot in advance. Why are you using an antifungal ointment? Do you have some kind of skin condition that requires you to use an antifungal treatment? If you don't, you are probably adding to your problems by using this stuff. Antifungal ointments will dry out your skin, particularly under your foreskin, and that sounds like your problem right there. Are you using a nice personal lube when you fuck? Not just for you, of course, but for your lovely wife. A nice water-based lube will work wonders on your dick and add to your wife's comfort too. There's no reason you should have to consider circumcision. But the proper care and upkeep of your foreskin is essential to a properly functioning cock. I've written and spoken extensively about this. Go to the category section in the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com and look under the heading Body Issues for the subcategory Foreskin. There's loads of information there. You probably heard the comments I made to the two guys earlier in the show about their hypersensitive dickheads. A desensitizing cream or lotion might help you too. But whatever you do, stop drying out the delicate tissues under your foreskin. Good luck. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is AIM, Access Instructional Media. Listen up, you guys. If you want to explore your sexuality while viewing hot, explicit, instructional videos, I've just the thing for you. Access Instructional Media is your online video aphrodisiac superstore. These couple-oriented videos provide you with all the information you need to improve and enhance your sex life, and you can bank on that. I encourage you to explore their collection of over 40 erotic instructional titles. Maybe it's time for you to invest in a little sexual enrichment, or maybe you need to learn how to overcome a nagging personal sexual concern. Countless people, just like you, have discovered how to take their sex lives to greater heights and achieve new levels of happiness and satisfaction through Access Instructional Media. Look for the link to this amazing resource right there on drdicksexadvice.com. And look for Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. Once in the podcast section, all you have to do is search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. Don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex, that's even better. Over and out.